0.4% of respondents said gambling led to financial problems. And 0.4% said there were problems in family, work, or personal life, and that's down to 0.2%.
Right.
It doesn't seem to me like there's much of a problem to begin with here. Would I be correct?
It doesn't appear that there's a huge problem in Missouri. I know that according to the National Problem Gambling Council, they conclude from their studies that about 2 to 3% of the United States population has some sort of a gambling problem. But according to what we're finding in the preface study, it could be even lower in Missouri.
Are you able to pinpoint a reason why it should be so much less, 10 times lower or so in Missouri?
I do not know. Okay. I think it's important. It was good that we started a baseline back in 2004 to see, you know, where we're at in regards to gambling activity in Missouri and people who had problems. And we are seeing that it is dropping slightly. So that's a good trend.
The Gaming Commission, at least in terms of casino gambling, has the ability to ban people from casinos. You think that's a factor in keeping our problem gamblers away from their problem?
Yes, I think the DAP program could absolutely be helping keep some players out of the casinos and maybe helping with this problem. The Alliance has been around for several years now, and hopefully getting that message out and getting free counseling to all the people who have problems hopefully is helping too.
I thought it was interesting the study showed fewer people or a lower percentage of Missourians report that they're gambling these days.
Exactly. That's gone down about 3.5% since the last time the study was done, which was 3 years ago.
Do you think that's economic? People just don't have the money to spend on this stuff?
Possibly. It could be that people just aren't gaming as much as they used to be due to the economy.
Lack of disposable income.
Exactly.
What do we know about the percentage of Missourians who gamble? And when you say gamble, I gather that's kind of a pretty broad definition that you apply to gambling, isn't it?
Well, I think what they call gambling, and they list in their study, is lottery, bingo, card games, casino, and sports betting.
And what percentage of Missourians do this?
Well, right now it looks like 40.4%.
Gamble in some way or another.
Right.
At least officially. This doesn't count the poker games across the table on Saturday nights in the basement.
Right. It just depends on how that's interpreted by the people who were polled through the telephone survey.
Now, one of the stereotypes is that poor people are more likely to spend their money trying to get rich than rich people are. Do you find poor people gamble at an extraordinarily high rate compared to richer folks?
Not at all. And I think if you looked at this study, it said that it looks like a little more males are gambling in the most recent study, and correlation noted that there was a higher income group that reported gambling more than the lower income group, with the exception of the highest income bracket of $75,000.
But it's the lower income people, I guess the middle lower income people, that report having financial problems more than any other group because of gambling.
Right. That was also found in the study.
What kind of a bracket is the most troublesome then, according to the study?
It looked like the people with the incomes between $15,000 and $25,000 were more likely to report that they had financial problems than those people above $25,000 a year or below $15,000.
You broke it down according to men and women. Are there more men than women gambling, and are there more men than women percentage-wise having problems?
I'm not sure how that breaks down, and I haven't looked at the other recent studies about it, but it looked like through this study it reported that 10% more males were now gambling than females. And with the lottery, I think a lot of our studies will show usually a little more female participation. So I imagine it just depends on what type of gaming we're referring to.
I was talking to May the other day about lottery profits being flat. And then I got this news release that showed a 3.49% decrease in the number of people gambling. That kind of probably was reflected in the fact that the lottery is not growing, the fact that your constituency seems to be shrinking.
Right. I think all the entertainment industry is down a little bit, and this is probably reflecting the same thing, that because people aren't gaming as much, there aren't as many people that are having problems with it.
What kind of things does the Alliance do to curb problem gambling? I mean, you got some numbers here. What will they turn out to mean in terms of the activities of the Alliance?
Well, we work hard to announce and promote the 888 Bets Off helpline. We also have a website at 888betsoff.org that we provide information to players with problems in their families. And there's also an email now accessible that's freehelp at betsoff.org that people can email and get help from counselors. It's all free. So we are going to probably continue what we're doing and know that hopefully some of it's helping curb some of the problems that are going on with gaming in Missouri. But it's good to keep track, keep our finger on the pulse of the prevalence of problem gambling in Missouri, so we don't notice any kind of uptick, or we know if we're hopefully reaching the right people.
Has the Alliance talked about any further regulations, any further laws, anything else that it could be doing to reduce this problem gambling even more?
Yeah, I have not heard them talk about any future laws or any kind of changes in regards to that. I think everyone's most concerned with making sure the information's widely available and visible. So, anybody that might be experiencing some sort of problem can get help.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's good. As I said, if we've got a problem, it's a very small problem in the state.
Right.
We're better off than most. And we seem to have things pretty well under control.
Right. It's looking good.